With the passage of the Civil Rights Act in 1964, universities receiving federal funding were required to at least attempt to increase the number of minorities on campus. Consequently, in 1968, the University of Illinois made a bold move to enroll more African American students in an effort called Project 500. Clarence Shelley was the first director of that project.
So it was very important for the university to give the impression that they were in fact serious about increasing the numbers of students of color. The freshman class of 1967 had in it about 60 black students. The freshman class of 68, when I got here, we brought in 580. You can imagine the impact of that increase in black faces in this place.
Smaller scale attempts to integrate African American students prior to Project 500 at the University of Illinois had modest results. Few black students wanted to enroll in the 1960s, so Project 500 paid African Americans already attending the U of I to recruit 500 new freshmen. Shelley says that getting these new students to the classroom was an administrative challenge.
They had not had their placement tests. They had not had their, someone hadn't even applied. No financial aid, no housing, no advisement, no programming. So it was just a mess. But it was manageable, we thought, until the last night before classes started.
Project 500 got off to a rocky start. African American students were unhappy with their housing and staged a protest the night before classes began. 240 students were arrested and spent the night in jail. Some students were even detained in the football stadium when the county jail was full. The students were released the next day, and though it wasn't easy, eventually, Project 500 achieved its goal of increasing diversity at the University of Illinois.